himself already said he'll only pay 20 sloyim. Slocher is habayim lemleistim esrom b'sheis. The balam has to give 26 sloyim. They have to be paid for it. Because they said 20, so you have to add on a fifth to that, makes it 25. But since somebody else said he'll pay 21, so we have to look as if it's really worth 21. And therefore, he has to add on the chaymish to what he originally said. So he has to add on 5 to the 20. But now that somebody else has said it's worth 1, so he has to pay together 26. What's going to be b'yesrim mishdayim? Somebody else said he'll pay 22 sloyim. Said habay l'neislim esrim v'shev. Again, the same thing, 25 for their own cheshbin, and 2 more for what this person said it was worth. B'yesrim v'sholosh, somebody said he'll pay 23. So again, habay l'neislim esrim v'shemayim, the 25 and the extra 3. Because the Bible said he'll only pay 20, and the chaymish of that is 5. He has to pay 25, and this person said 23, 3 more, 28. What's going to be if somebody else says he'll pay b'yesrim v'arba, 24? So our Bailam lays the estimation, the Bailam has to pay 29. What's going to be b'yesrim v'chomish? Somebody else also said he'll pay 25. And according to the Bailam, that he said he'll pay 20, with this chomish is also 25. So who do we give it to here? Still, our Bailam lays we give it to the Bailam, and Shleishim, the Bailam will have to pay 30. And the Klal, the Mishnah says now, Shein Mosifin Chomish al Ilui Shozeh, that we do not make the Balaam to pay a fifth because somebody else values it more. The Balaam only has to pay a fifth of what he wanted to pay. So since the Balaam wanted to only pay 20, we only make him pay a fifth of 20, Umilabar, means 5. After he has 5 onto 20, 25, now a fifth of 25 is 5, that's how you get a fifth of Milabar from the outside. Even though the other person said it was worth 25, so we have to add on 5 more, that's called ilui. We have to value another 5 what that person said is worth more, but on that extra what that person said is worth, that's the chiddush, that the original Bailam does not have to pay a fifth on that. He only has to pay a fifth on what he wanted to pay. What's going to be Omar Echad Harei Shali B'yesu Mashais? Somebody else says he'll pay 26 for it. So it's like this. Imrotso Habailam Litam Shleishim V'yachas V'dinur Habailam Koidvim. If the Bailam wants to pay 21 sloyim in a dinner, then he goes first. If you mlav, if not, oimrim, he got ticha. We tell this person, it's yours. As the more explains, this case is talking about that the Bailam himself started out to say he'll pay 21. So he says he'll pay 21, it comes out with his tesis of a chaymish, it comes out to be 26 in a dinner. Because you have to give an extra 5, and a dinner for your chaymish. It comes out to be together 26 in a dinner. So now when the other person said he'll give 26, so that person is adding 5 more to him. So it comes out he'll have to pay 31 and a dinner. So if he's needed to pay the 31 and a dinner, very good, he gets it. If he doesn't want to pay it, then we tell the other one that says 26, he gets it. Now some say when it says v'yimlav, when do we say the Bible doesn't have to take it? That's if the Bailam started out to say he'll only pay 20. The Yimlav means if the Bailam said he'll only pay 20, so then the Bailam would only have to pay now 25. And when he had done another 5, he'll only have to pay 30. So therefore, we'll only have to pay 25, and this one is saying 26, so this one wants to pay more than what the Bailam wants to pay. Therefore, in this case, he got Tichim, listen to that person. We don't force the Bailam to pay. Since even after the Bailam would have to moist of his chaymish, this person is still saying he'll pay more. The Bailam only said 20, and we add on a fifth that makes him pay 25. And the person said 26, so in this case, we don't put Yilu back on the Bailam, but rather we say he got ticho, we let this person keep it. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda says, Loishonu, when was learned in the Mishnah that the Yain Menashkin, Memashkin, and Menichsei Ben Chamishim, El Esas Loyim, when do we say, when the one that said 50 retracts, we only take away 10 from him, El Sheben Aboyim Oimibim Kaimai, that the one that says 40 is agreeing right now to pay. It's only the 50 that retracted, so then it's only missing 10, he has to pay the 10. Avol ain ben aboyim oimibim kaimai. Let's say, like the maskana is going to be, they both retract at the same time. The one that said 50 and the one that said 40 both retract at the same time. Then the loch is mishalashin b'neim. There's middle 10 we split between both of them. Meaning to say like this, the one that says 50 for sure has to pay the 10 between 10 and 40. But now, when the 40 retracted also, so they're only going to get 30, so that second 10, from 40 to 30, both of them are achroi for that, both the 50 and the 40. Therefore, they split it between them, so the one that said 50 is going to have to pay 15, and the one that says 40 is only going to have to pay 5. That's what Rav Chisda says. So this the Gemara, yes, no. Tanan learned in our Mishnah, Chaza boy shalaboyim, when the one that said 40 retracted, is Lamashkin and not Esam. We take away 10 slain from him. So the question is, why am I? Litein bar chamishin bahadei. The one that said 50 should have to pay half of his 10. That's what Rav Chisda just said. And the one that says 50 has to pay 15, and the one that says 40 only has to pay 5. So Gemara says, Teleka ben chamishim. Meaning to say, you could learn what the Mishnah says, when the 40 retract, they have to pay 10. It's a new case by itself where there's no 50 at all. The highest bid was 40. So now when he retracts and we only get 30, that's what he has to pay. He has to pay 10. Then it says the Mishnah, Chosa boy ben Shloshim. No one has said 30 retracted. So the Mashkin and the Chosa by death, we take away from him 10. The question is why? If there's one that said 40, he also retracted. So am I. Polluted the Ben Aboyim by day, the one that said 40 should have to pay half of his 10. So again, the Gemara says no, could be according to Rav Chisda. The Mishnah means a new case, the Leka Ben Aboyim. There was no 40, the highest bid was 30. So when he retracts, he has to pay his 10, because they're only going to get 20. Then the Mishnah says another case. Chosa boy ben Esar, the one that says 20 retracted. So Mashkin and Chosa ben Esar, we take away 10 slain from him. Again, the same question. The Havamina is, there was a 31 also. So my Lita in the bench Shleshim Badei, the one that said 30 should also have to pay half of his, of the 20. So Gemara says, no, again, this case also a case by itself, the Lekha Ben Shleshim. When it says 20 retracted, meaning there was nothing high, he was the highest bid. So Gemara says, Ehaki, that's the case, that every case is a case by itself. Ava Sefer, what does the Sefer say? Chosa Boy Shleshim, when the one that said 10 retracted, so we sell it as the best we could get, and if you only get 6 or 7 or 8, for the Froy Mishal Esser, the one that said 10, he'll have to pay up to 10, he'll have to pay the extra 2 or 3. So the question is why, again, Lace of the Ben Esser and Badei, since there's the one that said 20 also, and he retracted, he should have to split the price between 10 and what they receive. So Mr. Vechitim, maybe tell me, how can I'm here also, the Lekha Ben Esser, there's nobody 20, it's only the one that said 10, Ihochi, Nifroyi Mishalasoro, what does it have to say that doesn't have the right to collect from the one that said 10? Nifroyi Mimenu Miboyle, it just should have said from him. If there's nobody else, just him, it should have said straight that when you said you were redeeming for 10, and then you retract, so now Bezdin sells it. If Bezdin only gets 6 or 7, so they're missing out to 4 or 3, you'll have to pay it. Let it just say Mimenu. What does it have to say from the Ben Esrim? Mashma, there are two or three people here. So Morintz is like this. The Morintz is, El Omer of Chizda, Chizda is like this, Lakash, I say there's no question. Kan b'basachav, kan b'zeachazir. When does Rav Chizda say that Lashon will have been Esrim, but when both the 40 and the 50 retracted, they both split it, that's when they both retracted of Asach at the same time. But the Mishnah, it says, no, we take away 10 from the 50 and 10 from the 40, that's when they retracted b'zeachazir. So first, when the 50 retracted, he has a chiv only to give 10, because the 40 is supposed to pay his 40. Then when he retracts, he has to pay his 10. Therefore, there's no stira. The Mora says, Tanya Nam Yoch, we learn like this also. Chosru kulam kiechad. If they all retract the same time, then Mishal Shalom B'nei, then we make them pay equally. I, Vornan, Tanan, Rodan, Amishnim, Noma, Mashkim, and the Chosru Adeser, we make him pay the complete 10. Elav Shemamina, isn't this a good proof? Elav Shemamina, here should be a good proof. Kid Rav Chisda Shemamina, that when they retract the Vasachas, then we say they have to split in the lower one's price. But when they retract Zechazem, then each one pays his 10. Now the Gemara says, Ikasom Diromilu Mirma. Some ask this for a question. Tanan, Lantan HaMishnah Chozoboi Ben Chozoboi Shaleser. When the one that said 10 retracted, we sell the best we could get. For the Froy Mishal Esar, the less than 10, we make him pay. Esar Moiser. I, for time you learned Mishal Shalom B'Naim, it's not only him, we make the one before also split half of his price. On Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda answers, Lakash, there's no stira. Kan b'vasachas, kan b'zeachas there. One b'vasachas. Then, Taka, they do split. and the zach is there, then we say no, each one has to pay his own 10. Then the Mishnah says, Abayin l'moibrim b'yesrim, the balance of a pay 20. V'cholodom b'yesrim v'yachas v'yesrim m'shtayim, so you make the original Bailam pay 26, 27. So Moses says, what are you telling me now? To chaymish adif, that it's better to get an extra chaymish than to get it from somebody else. So Moses says, Ramidu, I'll throw you a question. It says, Aloha, by my sisheni, balabayis, I'm a besela. Balabas says he wants to redeem it for a seller. V'yechud I'm a besela v'yissa. Somebody else says he'll redeem it with a seller and issa. So Lachurish shall sell the Yisakaita and go to him first. From the Shemasif and Allah Karen, that since he's adding more to the Karen, even though the Bible would have to add a fifth and it'll be more, so what? We look at the Karen alone. So you see, we don't care about the Chaimish, we look upon the Karen. Whoever's offering more Karen has to have the right to get it. So where it says, you can't ask the Tzushta between Maisesheni and Hegdish, I'll tell you, Hoch or Duchumisho Rabcha to Hegdishu. By Hegdish, when you pay an extra fifth, who do you give it to Hegdish? If so, chaymish adif, it's more adif to get the chaymish. Therefore, we go bust the chaymish, because the ma'is the hegdish will end up with more. But also, my ma'is the sheni, the chumshu rabcha the balabayis, even if the balabas has to hit on another fifth, so what? What does the balabas do with the fifth? He takes it to Yishlaim and eats it. It's his own game, though. So therefore, in such a case, karma tifruk, the ikar is what you're being pointed to the ma'is the sheni on, how much money you're using for the karen itself. Therefore, shaper. But chaymish leichmaslav doesn't bother us so much how much you be meisah for the chaymish or not. Because that's not malacha to be meisah for the chaymish. But the ikra pedia of meisah sheni is with the Karen. So therefore, as ever is offering more Karen, that's why we want it to be paid through that. But the hegdish, where the chaymish goes to hegdish, then we care that hegdish should have the ravcha. Then it says in the Mishnah, Omar Echad, Harei Shali. The Yetzir of the Chaimish, if he says he wants to pay 25, then we make the owner pay 30. 25 is 20 and 5, and then another 5 for this person said is worth 25. So versus the Lamru HaBailim, why doesn't the Bailim say, Osa Gavroi Bechikoyin, he got somebody in my place. Like I'm offering 20, and even after my 5th I have to pay 25. Now that somebody else also offers 25, so why bother me? Go to him. So versus says no. The Yomar Bailam dinner, because the Yomar Bailam, we're talking about where the Bailam says he'll pay 20 in a dinner. As if he says a drop more, we still go to him. For the Gemara for a list of dinner, why don't the Mishnah say he offered 20 in a dinner? So most of the Lord Doc, we're not from a diet to be exact. For the Mavaloi, Volkatoni says clearly, Rotswa Bailam Litter, Shleshim Yechim a dinner. At the end, when it says 31 in a dinner, there it does say. Is Bailam Kaidmim. So you see when the Mishnah wants to send the extra dinner, it says it. But in the ratio, when he only said 20, it doesn't say the dinner. So where it says, Elu Amar Rovo, the Yom Bailam Pruta. The Bailam says will pay 20 and a Pruta. And that's for Laidok, that's not Medayikin. A dinner, that's much more than we're Medayikin. But a simple Pruta, we're not a Medayik. So if a case is over where the Bailam says will pay 20 and a dinner. And 20 and a Pruta. So if we have to risk chaymish, it's like 25 and a few prutas, so that's more than just the other one's 25. Therefore, we still go back to the Bailam first. He should be part of it. Then the Mishnah says, Shein moisif and chaymish al ilui. That the other person is appraising it more than the Bailam, for that appraising, the Bailam does not have to add a fifth. Omer Rav Chizor Chizor says, Leishon well with this learned, El eshloi nishon hegdish begimel, if Bezmin was not estimated by three people. But if Bezdin estimated through with three people, then Moisifin, then the Bailam has to add a fifth, even on this Haysofa. And what it's worth, because that's what it's worth. Rashi says, I mean, Shalai, Somu Shloshim in the Yodim Esakaka. Kamo Shom Ezer Acher. And this other one said, Aval, Shamu, Shlesh of three people made the estimate convert with that person, then that's the price in the field, and therefore the Bailam has to be Maisa B'chaymish on that price. See, even though the Bailam only said 20, when somebody else said 25 and Bezdin estimated with three people that's worth 25, that's the price in the field. Therefore the owner will have to pay 25 and a fifth of that. Verse says, Tani Nam Yochi, we'll learn about this also. Tani Nam Yochi, Beishamay says, Moisifin, you have to add a fifth on this extra money. Or they still learn, no, a Moisifin. Seich, then what are we talking about? Eloi, the Shemif, there was no estimate yet in my time with the Beisham. What do you have to edit for? Either this Shemif, there was an estimate already from three people. Leimer, Rav Chizl, Yomik, Beisham, come out there, basically. Rav Chizl, it's not like Beisham, not like Beisham. So we said, no, the case here was Leolim, the Leolim, the Leolim. They did not estimate it at all. If so, how come you have to pay a chaymish of that? I'll tell you, Beishamai Machmir, the Beishamai tank is Machmir, that even though it's Loi Nishim Begimol, still you have to pay a chaymish of the Eloi also. Iboisam, another question I can answer you is, Liyolam the Nishim, no, it was estimated by three people. If so, it's a kash, how could they still say you don't have to pay, and the says you have to pay? I'll tell you the epech, Beishamai Yemim Eimasif, Beisham is the one that says you don't have to. And Beisul is the one that says my sifim. So Beisul is a more machmir than Beishamai. For the Gemara, if so, Pulis Nayo Gabi Kulin Beishamai Bechum Beisilu, why wasn't this learned in the Mishnah of Idias, where it says all the cases there where Beishamai is more machmir, and where Beisilu is more mekul, and Beisilu is more machmir? Because usually we know Beishamai is more machmir. There were six cases there that Beisilu is more machmir than Beishamai. So this is one of the cases, this also should have been learned over there. So where it says, El Yelam de Ladishim, we were talking about the terrace before, where so far was not estimated this field. And I'll tell you, Beisham Machmir, the Sony Beisham is a Machmir that says, even though we didn't estimate it by three, still, you have to pay the Chaymish, even on the Ilui. So the Bailam only said he wants to pay 20, but somebody else says he wants to pay 25 for it, so we come out now, the price is 25. And therefore we tell the Bailam he has to pay 25 and a fifth of that. So this says the Mishnah Echorai, Maharehi Shalit B'Yesu M'Sheis, 26. So, Rotsin, if the Bailam wants to pay, good. Loi Rotsin, he doesn't want to know. Amri, why? Because the Bailam has a right to say, Osi Gavroi B'Chirikin, I have somebody in my place, he's playing just what I would have paid. Now they ask the question, but Dinu Maya Vinate, what is the Dinu doing over here? It says 31 and a Dinu. What is the Dinu, the extra Dinu doing over here? So Amri M'Sheis says, this is what the Mishnah means to say. If Rotzon Bailam Mikoralita and Cheshbin Hamagia Liyechot Ushloishim Adinu, if the Bailam first said he would give 20, that the Bailam's Cheshbin itself will come out to be 31 in the dinner. So,